This is the Midday Summary on the RFD Radio Network for a Monday. I'm Jim Taylor. Feeding Illinois announcing the launch of the Illinois Farm to Food Bank Capacity Building Grant, a new funding opportunity designed to strengthen the infrastructure that moves Illinois-based food from farms to food banks, pantries, and communities across the state.
So Feeding Illinois, and funded by the state, has $1.5 million in capacity building grant funding, and we're looking for awards between the range of $1,000 and $100,000. We learned a lot with the Farm to Food Bank program that really was started with legislation in 2018 and has advanced and then really hit the ground running in 2020. And we really learned that capacity and infrastructure in Illinois are a barrier. And so this grant is developed to help growers, aggregators, distributors, food banks, food pantries, anyone involved in the community food system.
Strategic nonprofit leader Sharon Dodd says applications for the grant open February 6th and must be submitted online by March 8th. Board decisions are anticipated in April. More info at feedingillinois.org. Illinois Farm Bureau President Philip Nelson meeting with County Farm Bureau presidents last week.
So what were some of the things accomplished there, some of the conversations there?
A lot of concerns about the lack of profitability in agriculture. We're about halfway through them. I've told them we're engaged in the Farm Bill dialogue. We're disappointed on the E15 getting kicked out where we thought it was going to be accomplished. I said I think we really need to focus on demand, whether it's domestic or in the export market, to try to turn these markets around, because we've got a lot of producers operating below the cost of production, and that puts a strain on everybody's balance sheet. So those are some of the things we're talking about.
Now, I know the president was in the Midwest this week at Iowa, where he spoke a little bit on E15. What was your reaction, or what did you specifically hear on that?
He endorses it. We've just got to get Congress to pass it. And we thought we were ever so close. G.T. Thompson did make a comment that he plans to have it in markup the end of February, first part of March. So we need to push for another avenue to get it to take place. On the flip side, I think we really need to be pushing the sustainable aviation fuel. That would really help out on the soybean side of the ledger. So those are just two things domestically I think we really need to have all hands on deck and push forward.
Nelson also spoke at last week's Everything Local Conference in Springfield. This is the RFD Radio Network.